Hey everybody, this is Tony from the Green Blog Podcast, and today's episode we're going to be talking about tools to make home gardening easier. Now a lot of these tools are going to be for beginning gardeners, those starting their very first garden, and intermediate gardeners. So with all that being said, I'm on the road, as I tend to be sometimes, and it is coming down, but I decided, hey, why not go ahead and do a podcast episode? So if you hear any rain in the background, that's what you hear. So without further delay, let's go ahead and jump right into the episode. All right, so the first tool you probably want to have in your arsenal of tools would be the angled shovel. Now, the angled shovel, this can do a lot of different things in the garden. And a lot of the tools that I'm mentioning here today are, we have about 8 tools in total. But these tools are multi-use for the most part. A majority of them are. And the angled shovel, this is the one that looks like a square. Or a long rectangle rather. But you know, this tool can be used for so many different things, whether you're moving maybe sod from one area to another, or edging out some weeds, or you know, just a whole host of other things you can really utilize this tool for. So this is something that you, this is one of the tools that you really want to have in your shed. All right, the next tool is another shovel, and it's the digging shovel, and that's the one that is oval in shape. And this is the one for, you know, as its name indicates, digging, planting things, trees, digging holes for trees, shrubs, and just anything in that arena. So this is something that you really want to have in your arsenal as well. Now another tool that you would like to have in your tool arsenal would be the watering wand, right? Okay, so this is basically the extension that you put on your garden holes, and without that having been said, you know, I'm not gonna list the garden holes because, you know, that's pretty much, you know, self-explanatory for the most part. Of course, some of these tools are, but, you know, I just wanted to mention them and, you know, a lot of their uses. And the watering wand, that's a really good tool to have, because you really want to try to get down at the base of all of those plants, shrubs, and in some cases even trees. And it really makes it the extender on a lot of these makes it really, really easy to get down and water deeply well, especially during hot spells. Of course, before and after, usually in the morning or at night when you're doing a lot of your watering, because you want to make sure that the water isn't evaporating, right? Or that it's not scorching or burning your root systems when that water hits that surface and it travels down into the roots. So you want to make sure that that we're doing the waterings, of course, at night, which is how I usually do the watering, you know, as far as my program goes for watering, how I have it planned out, or in the mornings. And the reason why I say, you know, night is because you have a longer period of time for that water to penetrate the soil and to travel deep down to the root systems and actually water and perk up those plants. Maybe the ones that are wilting during the daytime, during the heat of the day. So it has more of a chance to really take up that water. And using a watering wand will really do that and really be for your benefit. All right, the next thing that you will want to have is a wheelbarrow, and you can put things in it. You know, you don't want to have to carry things from one side of the yard or the homestead or farm or wherever you are, you don't want to have to carry those things back and forth. And using a wheelbarrow will really help out with that, whether it's soil removal or putting plants in there, rocks, whatever whatever you're having to transport from one spot to the next, a wheelbarrow is your best source. And another option, which I didn't include on this list, but another good option for this would be the garden cart. And you can really load that up with things and move it around the garden also. So that's another kind of like a little aside as far as the wheelbarrow goes. Now, you also use the garden fork. Now, garden fork, you really want to possibly have that in your arsenal as well. And this can be used for multiple uses as well, whether it's turning your compost pile, whether it's getting rid of hay and moving hay from one location to another. And I mean, there's just so many different uses you can use for your garden fork. So this is definitely one that you want to have and try to utilize as much as possible. And then there's the long pruning shear, also known as a lopper. And this is when you are trying to get higher reaching spots or denser bark, woody areas, and you really want to have a really good grasp on it. These are the type of shear that you want to use. And then there's the pruning shears. These are the small ones, and these are the more intimate ones. You can get right up close and personal with what you're trying to trim, and that would be maybe you're trimming roses, or you're using them to cut some clippings to start some propagation, which is what I usually use them for the most part, or whether you're out wild foraging, which is also another thing I use them for. So this is a really good tool to have. We want to make sure that when we're using those, that we're cleaning them when we're cutting off or pruning at depending on the time of year that you're pruning. And there are some specific times where it's better to prune, but we'll talk about that in another episode. But pruners are definitely something that you want to have. And like I was getting ready to say, you want to make sure that you clean these in between the uses of from one plant shrub to another with alcohol and rubbing them down and cleaning them that way. So this is something that you really want to use, and you want to constantly and consistently do that on a regular basis so that you keep them well maintained and cleaned, and that you're not spreading disease from one plant or shrub to another. Okay, now my favorite on the list is the hori hori knife. This is basically a Japanese knife, and you can use this for digging, planting seeds, opening beer bottles. That's one of the ones I have. I just love this tool, and it comes with a holster. It's really, really a good tool to have. And like I said, it's a multi-use tool, and there are just so many different things you can do with the hori hori knife. And a lot of people really are starting to really use this knife, and it can cut through branches, and on one side it can just do a clean cut, and one side it's more of a serrated knife of sorts. But it just so many things that you can use this for. The planting depth, like I said, of seedlings, and just being able to just multitask with this knife. It's just one of the better tools that I found to use within the garden. Well, I hope this brief podcast has helped you. Some really great tools that you can use on a regular basis. And I will see you guys on the next episode of the Green Block Podcast. See you guys next time. Bye-bye.